Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER. Good news. Going to do a bit of a synopsis right now, a bit of a summary of what's happened this week, as we promised yesterday in our daily editorial with my friend Jim McKinney, Lieutenant Colonel retired. I guess I want to add that. Jimmy, I have a question for you. We had our book club meeting yesterday, and one of our members, as we're kind of leaving the meeting area, said this is going to be an interesting week coming up starting Monday. And I said, Glenn, what are you talking about? Why do you think it's going to be interesting? And he said, I think the tenure of the United States of America is dramatically going to change next week with the investigation of the voting problem. I'd like your comment on that. Do you really think it's going to be that dramatic an event next week, Jim? And if so, why?
I do believe there's going to be a lot that happens next week. The Supreme Court is reviewing the Pennsylvania case put forward by Congressional Representative Kelly. They are going to review with the full court, and that one basically says, hey, Pennsylvania changed the rules, and those are against both the state constitution and federal regulation. And then, of course, we've got the Texas lawsuit, which is now joined by at least 18 other states, and a large number of Republican congressional representatives asking to invalidate basically changes in different counties, different votes in different counties that at the last minute were made without legislative approval, and making the federal, you know, regulations and constitutional regulations questionable. So those two issues, I think, are going to come to a forefront very rapidly. And of course, the tenure between individuals and people could be very tense as we see this coming.
Jimmy, let me ask you this. Now, we have a number of states that have joined the Texas situation. I'd like you to do me a favor, just so there's no misunderstandings here. Explain, if you would, exactly what the situation in Texas is.
Yeah, well, so Texas is saying that as, you know, as a state, that they're basically, I'll just very simply summarize the idea here, that the ballots that have been counted in some of these states that changed the rules for COVID at the last minute and did it without legislative approval actually took away the state of Texas's rights. And that, I mean, that's the premise. So they have standing, and states, when they have an issue with another state, they can go directly to the Supreme Court. Now, we've got a large number of states that have joined in that position because four specific counties, or I should say urban areas, the Atlanta area in Georgia, the Philadelphia area in Pennsylvania, the Detroit area in Michigan, and the Milwaukee area in Wisconsin, those four counties are changing the outcome of the election with significantly questionable statistical numbers that don't make a lot of sense. In fact, very hard to happen, that supported Joe Biden at the last minute, which flipped those states after midnight. And of course, the ballots and the rules that they are looking at that were in place were circumvented and to allow a large number of votes. So the question is, for Texas and the other states that have joined that election, it's like, okay, so are we going to allow those four districts to overturn an election based on different rules than everybody else has? And this is very important to understand. In the 2000 election, Bush v. Gore, Florida, the Supreme Court basically invalidated one county that had changed the rules at the last minute. So there is precedent for this, and there's a possibility that the Supreme Court could overturn these changes in these counties and actually would significantly impact the election.
Jim, if that happens, what recourse do the Democrats have?
Well, at that point, the Supreme Court makes a determination. Then if we're in a nation of laws, they'll go forward and Trump would continue to be president. If it doesn't happen, if that does happen, then what we'll see is probably the only recourse they'll have is violence and mobilizing their activists and their media campaign against Trump again. We've seen it continuously for the last 4 years, so I don't know what exactly would be that much different. And of course, if in fact there was fraud, if in fact there is enough evidence to show there was fraud, and if in fact this lawsuit with Texas, which is not proving fraud, but just basically saying by rule of law, these states were unable to change by county those election rules, that's a very different case than trying to prove fraud. If in fact that happens, then yeah, we're going to face turmoil no matter what. So it's problematic. There's no question.
Well, when you say no matter what, I would maintain that if the Supreme Court doesn't go in the direction of overturning the election, as you say, I would maintain that there probably won't be as much violence in that case. And the reason I say that is because heretofore, the majority of the violence has come from the left. Okay, I'm not really sure that the right would respond totally emotionally as the left has in the past.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you. The left has been the most violent. They're the ones that have been burning over 200 cities, cost over $1 billion in damage. The anarchists and a number of people. So that the specific violence question, I do believe you may be right. However, there is the possibility that there is so much frustration and anger with the corruption right now with Washington and centralized authority that it's basically ignoring a large segment of the population that's fed up with that corruption. You may see individual instances or circumstances that, of course, would be very problematic. But more importantly, it really is going to undermine trust and faith in our system, which is already fairly destroyed with a large number of people in the United States. They just don't trust the system. They don't trust our rules, and we're becoming somewhat of a corrupt third world, bizarrely third world nation. My experience in so many other countries where corruption and the centralized authorities forget that they actually are supposed to respond to the people. And that's what I see happening right now. And that's what I mean by problematic from the not trust the government.
Yeah. What I see, Jimmy, as a harbinger of things to come is what happened in Seattle. The mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, didn't resign, but she said, "I'm done. I'm not going to run for re-election." And what I'm inferring from that is that she realizes that the situation is totally un-American on the one hand in Seattle, and number two, that it's totally a no-win situation for the leaders of Seattle. And I have to tell you, I laud her for doing that. Your comments?
Yeah, so I'll go one better. Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, has allowed violence to dictate and control the center of that city now for months and months and months. He finally is cracking down now that we're close to the end of the election. And now that he realizes that everybody's leaving downtown Portland, he's actually allowed law enforcement to do whatever means necessary to clear the protesters and the violence. So, yeah, all the people that have perpetuated that view and that idea that we need to defund the police and that our anarchy is the way to go, and whatever they could do to undermine this administration through COVID and every other area, they're starting to realize, ooh, there's blowback with that. And of course, that showed in the congressional and Senate races and the outcomes in many states where Republicans won.
Well, I want to thank our fellow book club member, Glenn, for bringing this up. I think this will be a very interesting week. We don't know when this meeting is going to take place. We don't know when this investigation is going to take place. Let me call it a court case. We don't know when it's going to take place. My guess is it will probably happen sooner rather than later. The only thing I can do is I am very, very fed up with the way things are going in my America, and I certainly hope that changes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Joe McKinney. We're going to change the subject, talk a little bit about COVID.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Jim McKinney here in the first half of KER Politics, KER Good News. There is a significant amount of good news that's coming out of the Middle East right now. A lot of it has already happened. Now, more recently than not, we have an interesting situation with Morocco. Jimmy, can you talk about that one?
Yes. So the Abraham Accords, an initiative by the Trump administration to bring peace between Arab nations and Israel, is expanding. So far, Bahrain, the UAE, and Sudan have all made both economic and diplomatic ties, opened up economic and diplomatic ties with Israel. And now Morocco has joined that agreement and has made a deal with Israel. That and that is four of the 22 members of the Arab League. And we have a number of other Arab countries that are connected in the Arab League that are actually negotiating right now with Israel, including some quiet discussions with Saudi Arabia. So what an amazing event. In just the last 6 months, we've had peace deals with four countries, four Arab countries in Israel. And there's another four or five, potentially six or seven, that are actually in negotiations now, potential expansion of a peace and economic agreement with Israel. That's game-changing for world Middle East policy.
Well, I have to say, I know that a lot of our listeners have some negative feelings towards Israeli actions. The only comment I want to make about that, and I feel very strongly about this, is the killing has to stop. Let's forget playing the blame game. Let's just say the killing personally has to stop coming from Big Al. I really believe that. You know, I chatted with Mayor David Rubin a couple of weeks ago on the Good News from KER. He was somewhat pessimistic about how long these peace accords would last. But he did say, he admitted that President Trump has done more to further the cessation of murder in the Middle East than any president to date.
Well, it's an amazing change in world politics. And basically what the administration did, it said, hey, let's don't look at the past. Let's don't use the Palestinian issue as the central focal point for these negotiations. Let's look at the economic opportunity and change the dynamic. And the reality after the Arab Spring, I'll call it the Arab Fall, when so many countries were under pressure and destabilized in the region, as they've restabilized, they realized that, oh, terrorism doesn't work, this violence doesn't work, economic relationship in the area will be beneficial to all, and it will reduce tensions. So isolating that issue of the Palestinians to work in a separate case has been very effective. And of course, the Europeans have been tacitly supporting it as well. A big change in the way to negotiate, a very positive move from the world. And let's see how long it lasts. And of course, if this new administration is a Biden administration and they reach out to Iran again, based on trying to reestablish the JCPOA, the Iran deal, then that may destabilize the entire effort. We hope not, because most of these Arab countries have unified together in order to stop Iranian terrorism and Iranian expansion in the region.
Well, that's certainly where the Good News from KER stands. That's our opinion 100%. Just want to say one other thing here. We've got about 5 minutes, Jimmy, four and a half or thereabouts. So I want to talk about this COVID thing. Number one, a 100% shutdown is going to occur as of the end of this weekend in New York City. The mayor has said we just can't continue with this period. Too many cases, et cetera, et cetera. I really don't want particularly to dwell on the pros and cons of that. I just want to talk about the situation. And I want to also say that a very, very interesting summary of the COVID virus and of the COVID inoculations was brought to our book club yesterday by one of our members. I made copies. I would like to email that to anybody who would like it. If you would like a copy of that, if enough people ask for it, I will simply cut and paste and put it on the website. It is a great piece of information. Jimmy, I'm very, very concerned right now after reading this summary of the COVID inoculation and after having talked with people like Jerome Corsi, Ron Paul, et cetera, I really question the safety of this particular action. What do you think?
So, first off, with the lockdowns, there is more and more and more and more evidence showing that the lockdowns are ineffective. They are making, they are selecting winners and losers. Big global corporations are thriving. Small businesses are being destroyed. The people that are being most hurt are the people that are most in need of assistance. The people on the lower end of the economic spectrum, small business owners, service sector employees, and of course, children that are being held out of schools in many places. And it's here's the reality. People are, the cases are growing in the states that have tried to do these lockdowns. So do the lockdowns work? It's clear that they do not. And there is a tremendous number of research and efforts that have shown that they don't work. They are a political tool that are used to basically achieve some sort of ends that are actually destroying and hurting people in these communities. You have to balance public policy with public health. They can't go separately. You can't just say we've got to save everybody. You can't save everybody. And of course, we've got a lot of statistics now that are coming out that the United States is actually not having any significant, and in fact, no increase in overall death rate from a variety of different sources. The COVID is not as damaging as it's thought. And of course, we have treatments, vaccines, and this has been the most unbelievable, in my view, the most unbelievable politicized emergency in the history of mankind.
What I find to be really interesting is the summary that I'm about to post. If enough people want to see it, just request that I post it, and I'll do it. If we get at least 20 people that request it, I will post it this weekend for sure. The tenure of this particular summary is that this is the biggest hoax that's been perpetuated on our country of all time.
Well, and I'll tell you, I think that people tried to act with goodwill in the beginning, but at the moment that they thought that they could gain political advantage out of it, they began to use it. And I will give a perfect example. Jay Inslee, governor of Washington State, a few months ago in a conversation now broadcast with Bernie Sanders, said we've got to use this crisis to change the economic rules of the world, to act basically to protect his idea of climate change issues. He wanted to impact the economy with it. And he's doing that here in a state that is actually one of the lowest, has one of the lowest case rates and one of the lowest death rates and locking down. And it's unbelievable that he's continued to do that. People allow him to do it without questioning
it. Right.
And the media continues to support it.
Right. Jimmy, we're out of time. I want to ask you one favor. If we can get a copy of that audio, I would post it immediately because that would take this whole thing and put it into a proper perspective. Going to be right back with the second hour.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The end of the COVID-19 pandemic is in sight in the U.S.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
President Trump hailing the final approval from the FDA for emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
The approval comes after an independent panel of experts recommended for the vaccine to be approved. A second vaccine candidate by Moderna could roll out in another week if that one is authorized. The U.S. expects to vaccinate 20 million people by the end of the month. Johnson & Johnson expects to find out if its vaccine candidate is working next month. News of the vaccine comes as new coronavirus restrictions are being instituted. Pennsylvania's suspension of indoor dining, gyms, and theaters, along with some crowd restrictions, took effect at 12:01 Eastern Time this morning. This is USA Radio News. Federal executions continue with a Louisiana man put to death for killing his 2-year-old daughter. Jeremy Scott is in the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
56-year-old truck driver Alfred Borges was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana on Friday. He's the 10th federal prisoner on death row to be put to death since President Donald Trump resumed federal executions earlier this year after a 17-year hiatus. Borges severely abused the child for weeks and killed her by slamming her head repeatedly against the truck's windows and dashboard in 2002. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Portland's police chief Friday asked protesters to clear the streets around a barricaded home that was owned by a black and indigenous family before it was allegedly taken through predatory lending practices. Sheriff's deputies swooped into the disputed home Tuesday and arrested several people, mostly for trespassing. Activists arrived on the scene confronting law enforcement officers who retreated. The activists have erected barricades around the home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second half of the good news from KER. I got my buddy Chuck Page on the line with me right now. We're going to talk about a couple of things that I think are very, very important right now, and they very definitely fall into the category of the good news, depending on how you look at it. Jimmy and I were talking in the first half of the show about the COVID thing, about the medication, et cetera, et cetera. I always want to discuss that subject. If I do it with Jim, then I want to go on and I want to talk about it with an MD. And Charles Page is very definitely an MD. Got a few questions for you, Charles. Number one, the acceptance, as I understand it, of the general public taking this particular vaccine is less than 50%. Most people don't want to do it. I know we have other questions lined up here, but I want you to answer that question first. Why don't people want to take it?
You know, I think they're scared about the process that it's went through. I mean, typically it takes 8 to 10 years. They've got this one through the pike in a year. I think people are skeptical. I think there's a lot of people that are concerned about conspiracy theories, this mRNA coming into our genome and then being able to do all kinds of things. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of conspiracy theories. I think there's a lot of things. I've even heard even a lot of young people say they wouldn't take it. So for a lot of different reasons, worried about infertility. So I think there's just a lot of misconceptions about the vaccine.
Well, there may be a lot of misconceptions, but I had one of your neighbors on the show couple of weeks ago, Ron Paul, also a retired physician. And Ron said he would not take the vaccine. And, you know, I mean, there are so many opinions out there. I got to tell you, Dr. Page, I don't know what the heck to do myself. I really don't. I'm in a very high risk category. Most of my friends are pretty conservative, and they're not willing to take this. Although the personnel, the nurses and doctors at the dialysis center that my wife goes to three times a week are all saying, Al, if you don't take this vaccine, you are insane. I'm assuming you fall into that camp. Why?
No, I'm not in that camp so much. I mean, I think people need to make their own choice about it. You know, here's an interesting thing, and something that everybody has kind of overlooked. There's a medicine that we've had around for years called ivermectin, and a family doctor told me about this 6 months ago. And there's a lot of studies that show that this anti-parasitic, we actually give it to cows. You can buy this at Tractor Supply, you know, but it's a medicine that diminishes the transmission of the disease. If you get COVID and you take this medicine, it helps. So there's a lot of new things that are on, you know, on the horizon, especially this ivermectin. I think it's fixing to really change the game as far as COVID's concerned. So I think there's going to be a lot of options.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and think about it some more, probably take Ron's advice, but we'll see, maybe take your advice. You, in essence, kind of said the same thing that Ron did. Listen, let's talk a little bit about government and medicine. Okay, the U.S. spends more money on health care than any other Western industrialized nation, and we've got the worst health and the shortest lifespan. I'm asking this question because that's what my friend Larry says, but I know it's the truth. Can you address that issue for Larry and myself?
Well, Larry's correct. And one of the reasons that is because of our lifestyle. Now, there are people who say that the reason why these European nations are so much healthier and live longer than we do is because, you know, they have universalized health care, but that's not the truth. It's our lifestyle. It's what we're eating. I mean, you know, we have fast food chains on every corner. We drive to work, you know, in Europe and in other Western countries. They walk to work. They eat less. I mean, they're more responsible with their diet and with their health and with their exercise. And so we're just sicker in the United States. It's our lifestyle.
Yeah, I agree 1,000% with that one, and that's why I really, really try to stay straight. That's one of the reasons I go drinking alcohol a while ago, is I don't think that's good for you. Here's question number two, Doc. How has medicine changed of late?
Well, a lot of these changes happen with Obamacare. Whether you like Obamacare or not, it really changed the way that we practice medicine. For example, when you go into the hospital, you're not really cared for by a doctor anymore. You're cared for by a system. And every day, I mean, you're cared for by a hospitalist who doesn't know you. I mean, back in the old days, you would have a doctor who saw you in the office, admitted you to the hospital, and saw you all the way through, who knew everything about you. You'd see a surgeon who saw you, at least in the emergency room, made your diagnosis, did your surgery, and then followed you through the whole way. And you know, the things that we valued as doctors in the past, continuity of care, ownership, you know, this is my patient, this is my responsibility, those things are gone through the window. When you go in the hospital now, every day you may see a new doctor. You may not see the same doctor doing your admission. And so there's this disconnect in the kind of in the continuity of care that we're seeing in medicine. That's one thing that's changed. The other thing that's changed is that as far as physicians are concerned, you know, Al, physicians of old, I mean, they had a lot of responsibility, but they had no authority. They had a lot of authority to change things. Doctors today have no authority. They have more and more responsibility being put on them, but no authority to change things. You know, over half of the physicians today are unemployed. I mean, are employed, you know, by a system. And so, you know, when you have a system involved who's telling you maybe how to manage patients, or, you know, you really don't have a lot of authority to change things. And so, you know, that was one of the great things about having independent physicians. It's kind of like having a balance of power, you know, in our country. I mean, you know, hospitals and nurses and physicians were all, in a sense, kind of independent, and they could, you know, and each had their own voice, you know, for the betterment of the patient. But it's not that way anymore.
I find that to be amazing. Larry, I should actually have dedicated this weekend program to you, sir. Larry is a retired dentist, by the way, but it's my understanding he also went through medical school. I got a question for you. Now, you talked about Obamacare, okay? What are the problems that you see with expanding Obamacare, Chuck?
Well, it's you know, it's going to be a bigger problem. You know, once again, the government really has obstructed medicine. I mean, we're seeing less patient choices. We're having more problems with getting procedures done. And, you know, right now, about half, I believe, of patients in the United States are under regular kind of insurance. And if that changes, you know, the government is going to have more control, and we're going to move closer towards a single payer system, which is really bad for our system when the government controls healthcare. And there's a lot of reason, because we don't have the choice that we used to have. And they do ration care. It's just they do it indirectly. You know, it's in the office, you know, I have to play Mother May I to get a test. And then when I order a test, I have to give documentation that, you know, that test is justified. And often they're not there at the bedside. So, you know, even, for example, with prescription drugs, Al, I mean, we're being controlled as far as physicians. We can't give, you know, pain medications to people. You know, as a surgeon, you know, I give people pain every day.
Yeah.
So I hurt people, and I need to give them pain medicines. And often when I can't give them enough pain medicines, it's a real problem.
Right. Chuck, we have to take a real quick commercial break here in about 20 seconds. So I'm going to take the last 20 seconds, and I want to say, Larry, I know you're a Jew. I know you're Jewish. You know I'm Christian. For what I've done in this particular segment for you, I want you to send me a thank you Hanukkah card, because you're getting everything you're talking about on our website is being verified by Dr. Charles Page. I'm going to be right back to Chuck Page on a different subject here shortly. Stick around.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, back with Chuck Page. I want to tell you up front, we're going to be talking about a non-secular issue. If you find this to be offensive, please just don't listen to it. This non-secular issue is very, very important to me. You know, we live in very trying times right now. Chuck has got a program that is on YouTube. It's on a number of other places. It's a bit of a Bible study. But what it does, I know quite a bit about it. I've given it out to most of my friends up here. Chuck is a very devout, sensible individual. I want you to tell our listeners a little bit, if you would, Chuck, about how you feel the Lord can help us. Let me say, instead of the Lord, let me ask you how you feel God can help us using your techniques.
Well, even thinking about where we are in our country right now with all the COVID issues and the controversies about Christmas and the holidays, should we go home? Are we a masker? Are we not a masker? You know, I think so often we major on the minors. I mean, we're thinking about these things with people, and so often we forget the bigger things. You know, my Christian faith reminds me of the importance of people and seeing people as they are. You know, the importance of faith, hope, and love. You know, and I think often when we get so focused on these issues with folks, especially in Christmas, I think we lose sight of the bigger meaning of people and our family and our relationships. And, you know, it talks about in the scriptures how love bears all things. So one of the things I'm doing is I'm offering a kind of a Bible study and a journal and some inspirational, you know, stories for Christmas that people can download. I'll tell you, Al, I've kind of realized that journaling is a very beneficial thing for me, not just spiritually, but emotionally. You know, to be able to process events. And when I wrote my first, this book, you know, A Spoonful of Courage for the Sick and Suffering, I didn't realize that really what I was doing is I was processing these events that happened in my life. And so, you know, I kind of have kind of caught on to that, and I'm offering these journals that you can, you know, download on YouTube, and you can answer the questions, or you can sign up on our registration page, and we'll send you the questions, and you can print it and write those down at your convenience, you know, maybe at your own pace. But the idea is just to sit down and stop and slow down and kind of ponder your faith and ponder your circumstances and ponder kind of all the things that are going on, I think it makes a huge difference.
You know, I know it makes a huge difference. It's very definitely helped me. I don't want to be offensive to anybody with this particular deal, though I want to say, if you want to get to know Chuck a little bit better, Chuck does have a YouTube channel. And that channel, how do they find that, Chuck? Just put in Chuck Page?
Yeah, Charles Page, and or you can, you know, it'll be somewhere in there, or you can either find me on charleswpage.com is my author page, my website page, and that's another place where you can find me.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to, you send me the links. I'll put the links up on our page. You know, everybody needs something. I need the interaction that I have with the people who listen to the show on our blog.
Yep.
Some of you guys are way over the top emotionally, but I learned so much from you guys. And you are kind of my backstop, for lack of better terms. I think that Chuck's program also can be a very, very effective backstop. Consequently, a very effective way to improve your life. Big Al is involved in that up here, in that I have an awful lot of Christian friends. I have an awful lot of Jewish friends. I'm involved in a couple of Bible studies, and I can guarantee you that most of my friends are people who you would really want to get to know. Let me tell you about one group of these guys, okay? One of them is a retired Navy SEAL instructor. The President of the United States happened to give him the Congressional Medal of Honor. He is very much of a pacifist today. He is a very, very good person. The other three or four guys in that particular Bible study, I've got one guy who is a disc jockey. He's also a musician, and he is a recovering alcoholic. I've got three other guys who were involved in immigration here at the border on a managerial level. These are the nicest, strongest, most caring individuals you will ever meet. Chuck, let's talk a little bit again about your Bible study. Let's go back. People can sign up for it if they simply, there's a trial that you have right now, and all they have to do is request that particular website, which we can continue on the show, or which we can assist you with on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody wants to find out more about this, just mention in the blog, hey, I'd like to know a little bit more about this, and I'll give you the link. No money, no nothing. I just want to help people out. I am so fed up I'm so fed up with what's going on in our country today. This is the only way that I know that I can change it, at least in my own head. Can you elaborate on that for us, Chuck?
Well, yeah. So, by the way, they can text BELIEVE to 66866, and that'll get them caught up with our, with all of our blogs and everything that we're sending out. But, yeah, I think we need to focus more on faith, hope, and love. It reminds me of a story. A lady came in once with her granddaughter, and the lady had this disease called von Recklinghausen's disease. And, you know, she told me her story of, you know, people had pretty much ostracized her all her life. People would walk away from her and tell their children, don't touch her, you'll get what she's got. And, you know, here was this lady who's completely ostracized. But her little granddaughter, Claire, who was covered in lollipop that day, looked at her grandmother and she says, you know, I love Grandma's angel kisses. You know, and she saw something on Grandma that no one else saw. I mean, she saw her with, you know, unconditional love, and through the lenses of just love that a granddaughter has for her grandmother. And I think so often we see people and we see them as, you know, we see them as symbols. They're either Republicans, Democrats, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish. They're maskers or they're not maskers, or, you know, whatever category we want to put people in. And we see people as functions. You know, people see me as the guy that takes out their gallbladder or fixes their hernia. You know, we see people as interruptions. And so, you know, I think my faith is really encouraging me to begin to see people as people, you know, and we, and I think that's the way that Jesus would have saw people.
I think that's the way that, yes, I believe 100% that's the way that God would have looked at all of us. They see people as people. Doesn't matter if you're a Jew, if doesn't matter if you're a Christian, you see people as people. There's no question about that. Unfortunately, in some cases, I don't like what I see. I don't like some of the people who I see who I think are ruining our country right now. But Chuck, rather than dwell on that, I always am going to try to see the good in every person. I know that'll make me a little bit more sane. Chuck, you've got the final word. We got 1 minute. Go ahead and finish. You got a minute.
Well, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and especially with the holidays, trying to figure out how to navigate through these crazy times. Just remember not to major on the minors with your family and your loved ones. You know, I have seen people who have came home for Thanksgiving and gotten sick, and some are in the ICU. So COVID is real, but yet we can't cancel Christmas. That's the thing of Christmas is the message of faith, hope, love, and courage, and we can move forward, you know, in these crazy times. So let's don't give up hope, and let's continue to take the high road and love people unconditionally.
What I would like to add to that is to say, number one, of course, and that's what I do, that's what I try to do. I'm not always successful, but none of us as human beings are always successful in our efforts, you know. Yep. But I want to say that you always try to look at the bright side of life. You always want to look at the every single side of every single story and then reach your conclusion. If you come to that conclusion that you're going to look at every side of every story, you will know that you've done your due diligence, and you will know that you are well prepared for every single situation. And the last thing I want to say is, again, I was sent a very interesting summary on the COVID situation by a member of my book club. If anybody wants me to post that on our site, simply let me know, and I'm happy to do it. God bless everybody, and have a wonderful holiday.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.